Five, four, three, two, one.
Welcome to the podcast. My name is Bobby Lee, and I got Kalila and Gilbert here too.
Welcome to the podcast and another episode of Tiger Belly. I have to admit, right now, I think we did a gratitude podcast last week. Mm-hmm. This is about rage. I don't know why, but I am full of rage right now. Last night, my brother and I were playing video games, Destiny, and I wanted to gouge his fucking eyes out.
What did he do?
Well, he goes, "Revive me!" And I didn't know where he was. You know?
Yeah.
Like, because there's three guys attacking me. I don't know where my brother is. And then we all died. And then my brother goes, "How come you didn't revive me?" And I go, "Well, how come? Don't die then," I said.
That he reacted.
And then for 2 hours, he kept saying, "Don't die! You die all the time!" You know? And then today we're at the Verizon store, Kalila and I.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was really cool. His name is Nate. Really nice guy. But you know what he said?
What?
Uh-oh, hot dog.
Uh-oh, hot dog.
Yeah, that was a character I did on Mad TV.
Bobby
which
hates
it. I hate it.
He just yelled it.
He didn't yell it, but he said, "Hey, dude, remember uh-oh, hot dog or something?"
Hey, do you remember
playing
that?
And for a split second, he could have died.
That's how much rage you have today?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I had to hold back. He's lucky he's alive. Really nice guy, though. Nate, thank you for your help today.
He helped us for 3 hours.
By the way, for 3 hours at the Verizon store.
I see new phones and new iPads.
Yeah, is there any reason why I can't hear myself on these headphones?
Do you hear yourself now?
Probably. I just want to make sure that we're good, guys.
And I also want to open up by saying congratulations to Vietnam for winning their first gold medal.
Really? They won?
They won?
Air pistol.
God
it's kinda
damn
like
it!
It's kind of like air guitar.
I was going to say it.
Yeah. It's kind of like air guitar. You
know, I'll second that.
But
that's precision shooting. That's pretty intense. I don't think that's...
Is that a real gun?
It's not really. It's fine. It's their first gold.
I bet you anything
and I
want to
congratulate Dad Fan.
For your people.
For your people.
We only got a silver, guys.
What? Philippines?
Yep. But guess in what, though?
In what? Let me guess.
Yeah.
You better not say shit.
Peeling
river.
Mangoes with your feet.
There it is.
Damn it.
I got another one.
What?
I know. Mud rivers. You're making mud rivers. Is that
on,
a competition?
Bobby.
It was us in Indonesia. Very tight race.
What was it?
Powerlifting.
Powerlifting, babe. Weightlifting.
Really?
Female.
The snatch. Female, too.
Oh, of course, female.
What does that even mean?
We don't have strong men.
No, it's just that you guys have evolved. Your women have. I've been there.
You know, it's only been.
What does that even mean?
It's only been our second Olympic medal in the history of our country. The last gold medal was Onyok Velasco in boxing in 1996 Atlanta. So this is a big
deal. And the Koreans, we've only won 82 gold.
You only made 2 gold medals.
No, in the history of our, I just Googled it yesterday.
Oh, he was prepared.
Oh, yeah,
he was prepared.
Because like I was got an argument with this Chinese dude at the comedy store, and Marco Cho was there. And we were hanging out, and I go, "No, we've won more than." He goes, "No, I Googled it. Yes, we've won a lot, but it's not that much."
Especially in the Winter Olympics, you guys kill it.
Oh, that was just the summer. Yeah, I mean, if you want to do winter, then hundreds.
Yeah, because you guys have those
good
speed,
at?
Skaters.
Cool. Speed skaters. Who? Speed skaters. That's what it is. Koreans.
A lot of things. We're good at a lot of things, man.
What about summer, though?
We're still good at that, too.
I know, but what is your thing?
We have a variety of things that we do.
Ping
the
pong.
The only thing we don't do
table
is
tennis, they won.
Air gun.
I hope they win.
Because that's not a real sport.
If you're a listener, though, you're in the sport. Good job.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
It is a skill.
It's a skill.
See, that's why I shouldn't do a podcast right now, because I'm gonna offend a lot of
shit
people.
Shit on airsoft.
I mean, is it really a sport, though, if the girl who won the air pistol, the American girl, not taking any credit from her, but she's only been doing it for 5 years. Has she even reached her 10,000 hour?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, you practice at home. I do it all the time. I go, pew,
I still
pew,
think
pew.
It's a skill.
It is a skill.
I'm not too sure if it falls into my idea of what the Olympics are. But then, you know, who knows with me? I think chess should be an Olympic sport.
I think MMA should be an Olympic sport.
I think tough, though. Then you have to put pads on. It would be
no
knockouts.
No. Why? No, you put the pads on.
No, the reason MMA cannot be an Olympic sport is because of the discrepancy with judging. Like, if they come up with a way to judge it or to score it like Olympic boxing, which I hate. I actually hate the scoring system of Olympic boxing.
You could. What do you mean?
There's no. You can't. There's still a margin of error because a huge margin of error because it's really up to what the judges see. So it's more an objective judging versus an actual strict scoring system.
Well, no, you judge it like the boxing, for instance, like in terms of who's controlling the middle of the octagon, mm-hmm. right? Who's the aggressor?
Yeah, but that's
takedowns are extra points, right?
But that's still subjective. I said objective earlier. I meant subjective. It's still, you still leave it up to the eyes of judges. So who I think, there's still
half of the matches, and the most of the matches will be decided by either a tap out or
a submission
or a knockout.
I mean, you would hope it goes to that each time. So there's no.
But my point though is that there are judging in. We have it for the UFC, right? Or and yeah. these others.
Yeah, but it's still, you know, a highly, it's you know, it's, people argue about who wins
that.
Often,
like that,
especially when it goes to decision.
TJ Dillashaw, what's his name?
Cruz.
Cruz was very close, and I thought that it could have been up in the air, but, you know, if you don't want it to go to the judges, then
finish it.
Yeah, but, you know, then you're going to have
all right, well,
guys,
then let's
like,
not have it
example.
In the Olympics then. God, sweetie, I mean.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of these other sports like judo, Greco-Roman wrestling, you know, they've
Taekwondo,
had score they've had very strict scoring systems for a really, really long time. So it's a far more established sport. It gets a little muddy when you mix it all up and leave it to the hands
well,
of the judges.
Try,
that's all I'm saying.
You got to try it, and it'll evolve the scoring like all these other sports.
Yeah.
And, you got to try it, though, because it's a sport of the future.
I think
boxing
so.
Is obsolete, and I think the MMA is in the future.
It's very international, too.
Yeah.
Pretty international.
Korea would kill it in it. Even the Philippines would do well.
That's actually,
yeah.
For lower weight classes, I think we would.
I hope John Dodson represents the Philippines.
He's also half Vietnamese, though.
Oh, damn it. Is he?
He's half Vietnamese, yeah. half Filipino. Who
what
would he side
pity.
With?
I'm kidding.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Just kidding.
Whoa.
I have that's Vietnamese heavy. Friends.
I think
forgive
skateboarding
me.
Should be a Olympic sport too.
I think they tried some exports at the summer. They do exhibition.
They should just do like street skate anyway. But the Olympics are fun, although the numbers aren't great in terms of like who's attending and watching. I heard they're eating it.
Oh man.
Yeah, and I read an article that it's not necessarily that people didn't show up to these events. It's just that the security and coordinators and all these they didn't prepare enough. So there were really, really long queues outside of the stadium, and most people missed what they came there to see because it was just poorly planned. It wasn't planned well enough.
And all the thefts. All like people just.
Oh, a lot of shootings,
I watched the
bomb threats.
18-minute video of people just getting mugged by kids. No one does anything.
Wait. Right now they're doing it to like tourists?
Right now, tourists are just walking around. People just riding bikes, snatching little kids.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Why Rio?
Well, I mean, let's not. I mean, Brazil is a beautiful country.
It is good.
It is a beautiful country, and they're a very athletic people.
Yeah.
But, you know, I saw a documentary about, like, kidnappings and ransom, and it's just, like, rampant in that country.
Yeah.
I just think that you should, I don't know, it's there. What can we do?
You know, I think that, you know, if I were...
crazy.
Yeah, should we take a pause and wait for the dog to stop barking?
Power through.
Let's power through.
Or should we just power through?
Let's just power through.
This is part of it, guys, the ambiance of Tiger Belly.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, we have a four-month-old puppy, and she just won't
psychotic.
Let up.
How is that going, by the way? You guys... love it, love, hate, middle.
I mean, now we're love it. I mean, I love the dog, but she's completely insane.
It's hard work. Any puppy is hard work, though. They just want to eat everything. They're very indiscriminate about what they want to eat. If it's your hands, feet, ears, they don't give a fuck.
Or last night, like, she goes, go pee. I brought her downstairs. Mm-hmm. She walked around for a couple of minutes. She doesn't have to pee. I bring her upstairs. She goes on the bed and she pees all over the bed.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then who do you think I get mad at?
She gets mad at the dog.
And I don't get mad at the dog. I get mad at
no,
him.
No, you get mad at the dog. Because getting mad at me is fucking absurd.
Well,
and
it's
crazy.
It's useless because it goes one ear out the other. There's
no
point
because
in.
No, let's, okay.
Okay.
Didn't want to get into it, but I will. It's 9:30.
Uh-huh.
I have a show at 10 o'clock at the Comedy Store. And it takes about 15 minutes to get there, okay? Right. And the Adam Egget, the guy that books the Comedy Store, said, listen, can all the comics show up 15 minutes before their spot because we go crazy when comics aren't around and you guys show up a minute before your spot.
Freaks them out.
It freaks them out. And it's I get it. So I was going to leave at 9:30, but she's like, go pee her downstairs.
Because it takes 2 minutes.
But I brought her down there. 2 minutes, she walked around. She didn't pee. Now it's like 9:32, 9:33. I go, she doesn't have to pee. I brought her back upstairs. And she peed on the bed, but I was gone by that point.
Okay, but what I need you to have more of is just common sense. You know that she's not potty trained completely, so what we've been doing is keeping her in the crate because she doesn't poo or pee in the crate because that's where she sleeps.
Crate trained.
And you know that she'll hold her bladder however long she needs, but no, you let her out in the house, she jumps on the bed, and she pees.
I know, but it could have been,
easy as putting her in the crate. And you know that, but you're too lazy to do it.
No, the easiest thing is for you to take her down.
Because
you don't have a show.
But I take her down 99.9.
I understand that, sweetie, but I'm just saying in that specific situation.
It's every specific situation I should take her down, Bobby. That's the thing about this relationship, it's always
she's
like
so
99% of all the work has to be on my shoulders. We started it.
I know. Anyway, you know, it's my fault.
Anyways.
That the dog peed on the bed and I apologize.
Thank you.
Boom. Love.
You know, in any court, I would have won. But
in what court?
in any court, but
in the reason
this
why
specific
you would,
situation.
In this
specific situation.
In situation, I'm at fault and I'm sorry and I'm saying I'm sorry to everyone that's listening that I fucked up. You know what I mean? I should have been late to the Comedy Store. I should have stayed down there as long as it took for the dog to pee. And that's my fault and my bad. I apologize. Give me a kiss, baby.
Kiss.
All right.
Wow.
That was my bad. Okay. Because we live in a crazy world where I'm wrong in that situation.
In that specific situation.
Yeah.
Claudia, really
look at her eyes. Look at her eyes.
Before we stop the Olympic talks, Michael Phelps, why does he look so different?
Like, what do you mean?
He's grown up.
He's like, really, like, he's slender.
He's a weird face.
He's a weird face.
He is Marfanoid. That's what he is.
What is that?
He's, they've always suspected that he might have like Marfan syndrome, which is what Abraham Lincoln had. It's like the overly large hands and feet. They, their joints like hyper extend and they have that weird type of facial structure. But usually that's associated with like heart defects.
Wait, Lincoln had that?
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln had that. It's called Marfan syndrome.
Are you sure he had that?
Yeah, he did.
Because I saw the movie. They didn't talk about it.
But.
What with Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah.
I have this.
Well, he could have said it.
The only downside is that
it's important information.
No, I don't think Michael Phelps has Marfan syndrome because they usually
that's
have.
That's not important information,
Would that move the plot of the film? Okay,
I'm gonna just say something.
All right, if they did a movie about Theodore Roosevelt, okay. Right, and he had, you know that, what's that discoloration of the skin?
Vitiligo.
He had vitiligo, and he never talked about it in the movie. I'd be like, what are you going to mention the vitiligo?
Okay.
If he had Down syndrome, okay. Right?
That'd be obvious.
If Malcolm X had Down syndrome.
We would know.
No, I'm just saying. And in the movie, they didn't talk about it at all. Mm-hmm. I think people in the audience would be like, why? You have Down syndrome.
Yeah, just but.
One scene where somebody goes, you have Down syndrome. And Malcolm is like, yeah, but the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. Marfan syndrome wasn't like a you couldn't diagnose anyone in that day and age with anything other than like
what about
a
scene
or
where
cold
somebody
or
said,
like consumption.
Abraham, what's up with your arms and legs? And he goes, I don't know.
Exactly, probably.
Oh yeah. And then boom, it's shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's they people have only diagnosed him like
good
in retrospect.
Point,
Bobby.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I'm right again. And you guys let me see something. I'm right 99.9% of the time, and you guys like, you know, want to go against me, and you guys want to you try to press my buttons. Okay, you know that I'm right in that situation, that if he had that, yeah, Abraham Lincoln, the hands and the legs,
the manna, whatever,
right, they should bring it up anyway. So
excuse
you think
me.
Michael Phelps may or may not have that?
I don't think he does, because I mean obviously he's physically fit enough
then
to
why'd you bring it up
compete
like that?
In five. Because he does have weird facial features. And
he's
if you've
white.
Ever seen. No, if you,
look at George.
Look at George.
And now his facial features are a little bit, you know.
Like if George was in the Olympics, like, how come he has a pink dick or whatever?
He has the longish chin like Abraham Lincoln did.
Also, his
white,
torso is really.
Which is white.
His torso is extremely.
No, his body's completely fine, but his hands and feet are very, they're big.
Who's the Secretary of Defense?
Why?
He ran for president, the Democratic nomination. John Kerry.
Yes.
Oh, John Kerry.
Right?
Ketchup.
He has long... Does he have it?
No, because he has more of the Jay Leno chin. He doesn't really have the Marfanoid features.
No, but I'm just saying that Jay Leno has it. John Kerry has it.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps has it.
It has... So it's, okay.
I'm just saying that it's just white people.
I don't know. Because have you seen his sisters? Speaking what of his sister, you think Michael Phelps partied hard. Not to like be slanderous, yes, but...
Do it.
Slander those girls.
Slam them.
No, but his sister actually swam for UNLV 2 years before I went into UNLV, and we swam the same event. But she wasn't there anymore. But she...
Sad.
She partied hard.
And details.
She almost got my roommate like deported back to Romania. Not my roommate, but my friend.
Yeah, it's explained what happened.
Is this Hillary or Whitney?
No, you can't just say it.
Because it's slanderous, because I don't have proof. This is all like
say
talk
alleged,
and
say
things.
Alleged.
That,
right, so
allegedly.
It's alleged. It's allegedly, so just tell the alleged story.
Allegedly, you know, she dabbled in some hardcore, you know, nose powder.
Ah,
nose and the powder. Romanian girl, what happened? What?
And then I think that's all. It's about all I know, guys.
Mm, your smirk says something
wow.
else, though.
Wow.
And she drinks water.
As she drinks water.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't know.
But who cares? Everyone fucking dabbles in some nose powder, except for
exactly.
me, because I'm a fucking square, but...
You also have a heart condition.
Yeah, I would die.
Yeah,
I would...
You can't even go to Magic Mountain.
I mean, I have been. I've done everything. I've bungee jumped.
I love Magic Mountain.
You like theme parks?
Yeah. I haven't gone in a long time. In 3 years.
What was the last one? Disney or...
No, I think I went to California Dreamin' or whatever that place is called. Right, what's that called next to Disney?
Oh, California Adventure?
Adventure, yeah.
Knott's Berry? Oh.
They had that haunted house one. That one's scary.
The one that goes up and down one?
Yeah, you go in an elevator and
then you're in
the elevator at the top and then it falls. That's fun.
And then it opens up.
Yeah.
And then you see how high you're up.
I also like those just county fairs and stuff.
OC Fair is still on right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like that one where you go in the room and it spins and then everyone gets stuck to the wall.
Is that where you lay there? Everyone...
Yeah, yeah. And when I was a kid, I was in one of those.
Yeah.
And a guy vomited, and he vomited out, and then it went back into his face,
yeah.
and it was against the wall,
yeah.
and then everybody tried to,
move away
from the vomit, which, you know, I thought they should keep doing that every ride, made it funner.
Just spinning.
Anyway, it was fun, and we laughed, too, as kids, when that happened.
There's vomit on me. I wish we had the same... coping mechanism as adults like we did as kids. Like, didn't nothing affect us? We thought about it for maybe half a day, and then it just kind of just went on with life without no hangups, you know?
Did I ever tell the story about how Steve and I and my grandmother, who's paralyzed from the neck down,
used to beat?
Yeah, I think you did.
I did tell that story?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
What prompted that?
I don't know.
You
know, the reason why the spinning room prompted that. Because the spinning room happened in the same time period as us beating my grandmother with a stick.
You're making me laugh at that. I don't want to laugh at it, but I'm just imagining.
Why'd you laugh?
Because she's like just sitting there.
She
can't
paralyzed.
Feel it. She was smiling when this is happening?
Yeah, she was like giggling through the whole thing.
You know, we were watching again for the 50th time the Lizzie Velasquez documentary. You know, Lizzie Velasquez with
Cried again?
No, he didn't cry, but he was. Yes, he did cry, but the reason he was crying
is because. Wait. Before you say anything, is it anything that. Because I.
No.
Don't say anything bad.
No!
Because I said some things, but don't say.
I won't say it. You said she already looked like a branch, but,
no,
you,
I
but you love
she,
her.
She doesn't look like a branch.
She looks like a strong trunk.
She looks like a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's
but the reason he was crying this time around was because he thinks he would have been one of those bullies. He thinks if he were to have met her in high school,
yeah,
he would
I questioned
have,
myself.
Yeah, he was like, I think that could have been me.
Were you the bully in high school or the bullied?
I don't know what I was, but I would hope to. I was bullied. But I also was a bully too. Like I got bullied by the jocks, but then I bullied the nerds.
Yeah, but that's a cycle.
You know what I mean? Because I had to get my frustration out on the nerds, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like because I remember like the jocks used to like. Dunk my head in the toilet and stuff, you know, me in middle school and stuff in high school. And then immediately I would go to like the retarded kid and like throw sand in their face.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What are you fighting sand in
but no,
school?
There was like, no, there was a guy at my school, I was telling you, remember?
Yeah.
Where he was, I think, paraplegic or something.
Yeah.
And he was in a wheelchair and he, his mouth was constantly open. I don't know why.
Well, he probably had muscular dystrophy.
Well,
sweetie.
His mouth was always open. Mm-hmm. And I got in trouble because I put rocks in his mouth.
What?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I don't remember.
20, 28. Last year. Were you bullied or did you ever bully?
No, I was a defender. I never bullied anyone.
Not even other girls that were catty?
I might have been bullied a little bit in high school, but when I was in elementary school, I was basically the best at everything. So I couldn't be bullied. I was the top of my class. I was class president, and I was
the best at everything.
I was the best athlete. I don't know what they could have attacked me for.
She's a champion, dude.
I worked hard, and I never got bullied. But my sister got bullied heavily for me.
Really? She's 6'9".
Quinda would beat people up.
Because she was very introverted, very shy, and she had really dark skin. And believe it or not, even in the Philippines, they were very... they just were racist.
Towards dark-skinned Filipino.
Any dark. They always would tell her, like, oh, she could have been pretty, but she's so black.
Aww.
Yeah, but this mm-hmm.
Even when he went to Australia, when we were, I think she was 12, I was 10, and we were in Perth. And obviously this was, you know, 20 years ago, Perth. I'm sure Perth is far more progressive
now.
It's
a beautiful
city. But they would take their babies and, like, cross the street and keep them away from my sister because, you know, obviously we were swimmers, so we were always very, very, like, you know, tan, especially my sister who was like 10 shades darker than me. Mm-hmm. And they would call her like a little brown machine. Like, they were just fucking racist. Australians are fucking racist, dude. Just as they are here.
I think it still is. I see videos.
I think mankind is racist. Are. I mean, the racism is rampant around the world and we got to put a stop to it. Because you look at soccer, look at
Mario Balotelli.
Yeah, like
I saw the video for that. That's ridiculous.
In Italy, they throw bananas.
Have you seen that, George?
You seen the video?
They throw bananas at Mario Balotelli.
He's a black.
He's soccer. A black. Yeah. He's Italian guy. He's very. I mean, he's not as good now, but he was younger, he was very good.
He's a name player, though.
But he's a name player, and they used to throw like bananas. And then one time, he said, "I'm no longer going to play if they throw a banana."
But did he deserve it? Because he also is a shitty person.
Yeah, he's done some weird things. That guy.
What has he done? Tell Gilbert what he's done.
I don't know what he's done. I thought
he was cool. I mean, there's a million things. Like, he's been known to throw darts at, like, younger players.
And he ran. Oh, I'm sorry. Throw darts?
Yeah. And sticks to their neck and stuff. This is another thing he did was he crashed his car into a woman's prison to do a walkabout.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy. And he's adopted.
He crashed into the wall. And wanted to walk into this woman's prison just to look, check it out. I mean, he's that guy.
Oh, you know what?
And then, like, when
he was
playing, when he was playing with Man City, there's photos. If you look, when Mancini was the manager, he's your coach, right? Mm-hmm. There's photos online of Mario Balotelli strangling him. You know what I mean? During a practice.
Yeah, but karma bit him in the ass because once he came to the Premier League, it was like over for him.
Who does he play for?
I mean, he did play for Liverpool.
But then he kind of like sat on the bench for most of the season.
For Liverpool, yeah. And then he was like, he was a zero. And then now I think Milan he plays for.
But he went back to Milan, right?
Yeah, he's back at
Milan.
But
he's a non-factor now, right?
Oh, you know who got, you know who Man U just picked up?
Ibrahimovic.
No.
Yeah, that
was Pogba.
Cool. Yeah, but he was from there. Yeah.
I know he went back, but for £100 million transfer.
Yeah, and you know what? And can I just say this? Is that Man U looks scary. Man City looks scary because they got Pep Guardiola. And you know what doesn't look scary? Who? Fucking Arsenal.
Not at all. We don't even have a fucking striker.
Yeah, we can't even get a fucking striker, dude.
Is there still people you can pick up?
Yeah, but it's like all the ones that you want to pick up are no longer available.
It's a money thing, right?
No, it's a cheapness. And also, people don't want to play for our Arsenal FC.
Why not?
Because we're losers.
We're not losers. I think I'm starting to lose faith in Wenger. I think, you know, this time I've been supporting really like, no, Wenger in.
I try not to talk about soccer on podcasts because people hate it.
I don't think so.
I think
European people like it.
But I just love Arsenal, and I will always love them. And I've always defended Arsene Wenger. But I think I'm done.
The manager, correct?
Arsene Wenger is the manager of Arsenal. Okay, so if you were to jump ship and hop onto another team's coattails, who would it be?
Well, I'm kind of rooting for Man U, not because of Pogba, not because of Ibrahimovic, but because
Jose
Mourinho is playing for Man U, and he obviously was
coaching
the coach for Chelsea,
and
they fired him. And I think that it makes it so dramatic and exciting that he's coaching now a rival team, and I just think that the matches between Man U and Chelsea are going to get heated and very violent, and I'm just very excited to watch.
It's a good rivalry.
Yeah. I think I would do Liverpool because of Klopp.
Jurgen Klopp. Yeah,
Jurgen
he's
Klopp
very good.
Is my fave.
Yeah.
Where did Pellegrini go?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Man City coach.
Yeah, manager's he's gone now. Because Pep Guardiola went from Barcelona to Bayern Munich, and now he's Man City, and he's a champion. Probably one of the best managers in the history of soccer.
Those are ridiculous teams.
So I have a question for you. So do all these big names, do they play at the Olympics? Because I didn't see that many of them at all.
No.
An
Why
age,
not?
Is there an age
because
limit too?
Because when it comes to male national soccer, I mean, international soccer at the Olympics, they don't care. No one wants to play for it.
Yeah, it's a lot of the under 19 guys.
Yeah, it's not something that people, if you get a gold, no one gives a shit.
I feel like that's quite the opposite with any other sport because you have tennis players who, like Serena Williams, and you have guys like Kevin Durant who, it really is such an honor to just be considered an Olympian. Mm-hmm. And that's such a badge of honor that why would you forego that experience?
But those are people that Serena Williams, what did you also mention?
What? Yeah, I said Serena Williams.
Who else did you mention?
Like all the NBA guys.
Right. They're Americans, correct?
Yes.
Well, I think that it's a national pride thing. Because yep. our male soccer players are playing.
Okay, let's say Spain then. So Rafael Nadal, he's playing tennis for Spain. Novak Djokovic.
Yeah, but
he's
because
playing for Serbia.
Because Spain, like they have World Cup, Euros, all these bigger tournaments.
There's so many tournaments in soccer.
That it's like which one are you going to you can't focus on all of them.
Like the World Cup is their Olympics.
Yeah.
I think
that has a lot to do with the two.
Yeah, I guess I can see that because there's no really, each sport has different peaks. Mm. I think like for swimming, the biggest thing is the Olympics. For soccer, it's the World Cup.
Gymnastics.
For tennis, it's a Grand Slam.
Yeah.
And so I guess I can understand.
Also, can I just say something? And I want to apologize to one of my Twitter followers, but I think I want to argue.
He went
something.
Too far.
Oh, wait, I didn't go too far.
Can we set the...
So story. During the opening ceremonies, the Chinese team came out.
Oh, I saw the tweet.
Okay. And there was one Chinese athlete that looked like she had Down syndrome.
Oh, God.
It's 100% Down syndrome. Now, she probably doesn't have it.
She doesn't have it, Bobby. She just
she may not.
Fat face with glasses.
Yeah.
And also, she probably wasn't an
athlete.
But if
you go to dictionary,
yeah.
The picture.
Right. And if you look at the tweet.
And the hair also.
And you look at the hair, it's borderline.
So what, okay, let me just.
So I just said, I gave the Chinese a compliment.
What did you say?
I said that the Chinese are so good, even their Downs athletes go in the regular Olympics.
Wow.
And this lady goes, I was a fan of yours. But no longer because I can't believe that you're so insensitive and rude and all these things. And it's like, lady, what do you know anything about comedy?
Also, do you know anything about Bobby Lee? Comedy?
He has Down syndrome.
I have Down syndrome too. You know, it's like, what do you laugh at, lady?
Yeah.
Cats playing the piano?
It's very funny too, though.
Very funny.
It's very funny. Very funny.
It's
yeah.
very funny.
Yeah. But my point is that It's an innocent joke.
Yeah.
Right? It's not... That lady doesn't have Down syndrome, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of looks like she does, but it's fine. Right? But it's just a joke. And I was giving Chinese a compliment because, you know, they have good work ethic. And that could quite possibly be a thing where they go, this one is down, but she good at track, so we put her in.
Track?
Or whatever.
Air shooting.
Shot put, guys.
Yeah,
air shooting.
Shot put, because you have targe strength.
But can I ask you a question? Yes. Can I ask you, why? Can I just, I don't want to go racial on it.
You have to.
Ugh.
It's Olympics.
Just listen, no, but why is it some countries, Asian countries specifically, they don't have a lot of gold? And some Asian countries have a lot of gold.
I'll tell you exactly why.
Why?
I know you're referring to the Philippines.
I'm not at all. I love the Philippines.
Okay, so name one.
I've been there. I love
okay,
it.
Okay, I have a question for you then.
They have great donuts.
Name one.
Was that a
first weird donut world, place? Really good.
Name one rich first world Asian country that hasn't gotten the gold. So if you have Japan, Korea, China, you guys are all medal contenders.
But why is that?
Because you have the facilities to raise champions.
He's wigged at me.
You have the money. It's like, think about it this way. I'm going to quickly defend Filipinos, okay?
Yeah.
You have just a field of talent. They're born. They join athletics, you know, soccer, tennis, swimming, or whatever, by the time they're 8 years old. Those kids have to start working at the age of 14. They do. They have no means of support from the Philippine Sports Commission. They have no scholarships. They don't have any type of facility to extend their athletic career. So it's something that we see more of as a hobby and something you do when you're young instead of something that we do for, you know, a good portion of our adult life. We have to start working young or else you don't have a roof over your head.
Okay. But can I just say this? And I'm not arguing you.
Because Filipinos are talented.
Dude, I'm going to say this right now. Okay? Number one, I wasn't even referring to the Philippines. Number one, listen to me. And I want to say this. Want everyone to listen to me. Okay? The best comedians in terms of Asians are probably Filipinos and Koreans. That's a fact, I think. Okay?
Joke.
Number two, singing and dancing entertainment. What's that little fucking brown monkey you have that dancing around?
Bruno Mars.
Amazing.
Little brown monkey.
That Bruno kid Mars. Is fucking amazing. He really is. Super talented.
He's like every other Filipino.
That Super Bowl thing.
That was pretty
halfway.
Great. That was great.
Gave me chills down my fucking
half-time.
Spine.
Yeah.
The dude has charisma, talent. He's like Prince.
Yeah, but you know why he's.
I'm not done talking.
Okay.
Okay.
Ahead.
In terms of like, also just good people and heart. I love Philippines. That's not what I'm saying. Okay? I'm just asking you a general question, why, and you answered it, and that's fine. Let's move on.
This is what I want to do for us, for Tiger Belly, and this is what I've talked to George about.
Sponsor athletes.
I want to sponsor Filipino athletes, and not just Filipino athletes, but athletes in Southeast Asia that are poorer countries that don't, you know, that don't have the, you know, the means to pay for any, you know, sports club, so on and so forth. I think we should have a Tiger Belly MMA club in the Philippines.
That'd be so cool.
That'd be great.
That'd be fun.
You know, we just raise boxers and fighters. And I think that these kids are so eager to look for that type of athletic outlet that I think that we would be successful in raising some champions.
And a way out.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, down the road, you know, I don't think it would be a lot of money out of our pocket, but I do want to, you know, give that as an option to, so that maybe we will have a fucking gold medal down the road. That would be nice. And you won't be talking shit all day.
No, I'm just, listen, you're right. I mean, I don't know why I just said that. I apologize.
But out of the big three in Asia, is it China?
China.
China, and then goes Korea, then Japan probably.
No, I think Japan's ahead of us probably.
No, I think that Korea is actually ahead of Japan right now.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, also, China doesn't count because it's a billion people.
Yeah.
So many people.
I mean, how does that count? That's a given. If what, they have 550 athletes?
Yeah.
Right?
It's a lot.
Out of a billion, though?
That's not that many.
It's not that much, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I get it. Like, some of those other islands that have three.
Like in the Caribbean.
Like Tonga.
Yeah.
Like Tonga. Like, they have three or two, right?
Yeah. Burkina Faso.
Yeah.
Don't even know what
one.
That is.
It's African.
Okay.
Whatever sports they do, like squid skinning.
I love that sport. Have you seen it on ESPN?
Squid don't have skin.
Whatever.
No, ESPN 4. Watch it.
What is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Squid spinning.
Before you even get into that, right, I want to just, before I forget, okay, is that the other day I hadn't eaten all day. We took the dog for a hike or whatever, and I was super hungry. And Kalila, you know, she likes to Yelp or Google things. And we went to a place called
Shrimp Lover.
And basically, it's like that crab shack.
I don't know about that
name.
It's
like boiling crab.
Boiling crab.
It was good.
Oh, it's like
it was delicious.
Crab. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It was delicious. But as soon as I walked out of the thing, that's exactly what it is.
Oh.
But it was nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Faucet.
And I can no longer go to the boiling crab or any place like that.
Traumatized.
No, it's just all that grease, I think. That it's in one sitting, all that grease and with the,
you know what that is, George?
Spices.
Basically, you order crab or
it's
you
like Creole style,
or you order like shrimp. It comes in a clear plastic bag,
spices
with spices in it, and corn and sausage.
Yeah.
And you get it, and when you eat it, you're like, "This is the best thing I've ever eaten."
So good, yeah.
But then it's like just fucking like a party fiesta in your butthole.
A party fiesta.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was so hungry too because I tricked him into hiking. Did you guys see the video?
Yeah,
that's fucking bullshit. That's
where I think the rage stems from.
Yeah.
It could be that. I was tricked into it because I thought she said dog park.
Yeah.
And then we go and then I see a mountain.
Bro, that was a mountain I saw.
I saw a mountain.
That was a fucking mountain.
She goes, we're going to go to the top of that mountain. I go, what the fuck? Am I going to die today?
How did she keep tricking you to keep going? You kept going though.
You know what I envisioned the whole time?
What?
That I was Frodo.
Ah.
And I had this ring in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I had to for mankind. Right? So I looked like Frodo at the end of the fucking thing.
Yeah, you had your shirt
sweating,
off.
My clothes were all ripped up. You know?
How long was that walk?
Orc sweat on my fucking forehead.
Honestly, the entire hike itself, guys, is like no more than 2 miles. There's maybe
uphill.
Trip to Mordor.
No, there was so much downhill. It's not a difficult hike. The reason I even chose the hike to begin with is because I thought, oh, this is a fairly easy hike. He can do this, no problem. I didn't anticipate all the crying. He left like a long trail of tears. Crying.
Sweetie, I just want to let you know that I don't exercise.
I know that.
I don't move.
You don't have to let me know that.
I don't move
you
often.
Move. You move.
I do. But not often.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you put a body like mine in a situation like that, it's not good. It tends to break down fast. And that's what my body did.
I like to give your body more credit than you give it.
Definitely do have spurts of like weird, strong energy or like power. Like when you're like, I want to take this person down, you'll do it. But then you breathe a lot out.
Yeah. I mean, I can do it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm weak. You know what I mean? I'm strong, dude.
Yeah.
But in terms of like long distance walking, I can't do it. Okay.
I had to get my phone replaced today. Mm-hmm. And I had to go through my old notes and see which ones I needed, which ones I didn't, which ones I had to email to myself. And one of the notes on there was the list I wanted to read off to Bobby's doctor about all the things that are wrong with him. And
what were on that list?
Fungus. But one of the things that made me laugh was it said in all bold, I can hear him breathing from the other room all the time.
I know. So, even when I play Xbox with everyone.
Oh, I thought it was only when you sleep.
No, they can hear me breathing.
Mm-hmm. Emphysema,
they go,
probably.
Are you dying? I go, no, I just breathe out of my mouth.
Oh, man.
But it's all the meth I think I snorted because my.
Why are you so in denial, bro? You're a smoker and you dip. What do you think your lungs look like? Heaven?
Maybe.
We don't know yet.
Never been to heaven, but maybe.
It's tarry black, like hell.
No.
Yes, baby. I guarantee you, you're probably, by the time you're 50, you'll be in the early stages of emphysema, unfortunately. But you don't want to, you want to be in denial, so there's only so much I can tell you. I don't want to scare you into it. You just have to wake up one day.
We had some listeners ask about a report on your fungus foot. Is that gone now?
I got him a medication called Luzo,
so it's
and
gone.
It's helped a lot.
It's helped a lot, yeah. But
there you go, folks.
It has helped, but the edge is itches still.
Oh, like the perimeter.
The perimeters of it itch, but I still pick at it because it feels good.
I do the same thing.
I think
eczema.
You know what he said the other day? He's like, I kind of don't want to lose my fungus completely because it gives me something to do.
It does give me something to do at night.
It's the best sentence.
Yeah, he wants an activity.
Like when I go to sleep, I like rubbing my, like picking at my feet.
It's like a ritual now to go to bed.
Yeah. And I get that because I used to have one of those really deep plantar warts when I was younger.
It's a plantar wart.
Plantar warts. Oh. It's one of those deep rooted warts and you get it from like, you know, wet bathroom floors. But I had a really, really deep one and it hurt a lot, but it was my favorite thing to pick on every day. I would get excited and I would just get tweezers and a needle and I would just try to dig it out each day. And finally, after 2 years, I finally pulled it out and the root was this long. It was the most satisfying thing I had ever done in my life. So yeah, maybe I do. I get what you're saying, babe.
I have boils.
Oh, he has a huge one in the back. He has like a staph infection.
No, this boil right here. This boil back here popped and for like 2 weeks, it just, my back here was all crispy.
Yeah, when we were having sex, I ran my fingers through the back of his head.
So hot.
And I got like juice on my ring finger.
Yeah.
It was really gross, but
so
I just,
sorry.
You know.
I'm so sorry about that. But I get, my mom gets them too. She gets boils on her head. Cysts.
Really?
This one is not a cyst. This is not like a pilocyst. You don't fuck,
baby. I've been getting them since I was a baby.
I know, but there's a difference between like cysts. Baby. There's a difference between cysts because I watched Dr. Pimple Popper. It's, that looks like a staph infection smells. Fine. It smells bad. It
smells good. It smells pure.
Pure staph. Pure staph.
Yeah, but I've been getting it all my life. I used to get them on my face sometimes too.
Well, motherfucker, you shower once a month.
That's not right.
Should have seen him outside of Verizon today just rolling in the dirt like a homeless person. Yeah.
First of all, why were you rolling?
I was just out there waiting for her.
Someone literally threw him money.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
No, for real?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody gave me a dime.
Because he was there with the dog, just like.
Yeah, yeah. I look like a homeless person.
Yeah, just completely.
But I'm gonna. I don't want to go off track a little bit, but I also want to go back to seeing Margaret Cho last night.
Saw the picture.
Like, yeah, Margaret Cho. I'm trying to get her. She's gonna do our podcast.
I hope so.
Yeah. Awesome.
But I'm going to just say to anybody, if you don't know who she, if you're Asian and you don't know who she is, you're fucking not an Asian. Okay? Because to me, I would not be where I'm at without her paving the way. And you have to give her that kind of respect, man. Because the thing is that, yes, there were Asian comics before her. Tamayo Atsuki, Johnny Yoon, Jackson Purdue, and others. Jackson Purdue is half Asian, but she was the first one that had an American voice. Somebody that I said, okay, this is a part of who I am. Mm-hmm. The way she talks, her knowledge about, you know, she's just an American, and she was the first one that didn't rely on a kimono or a thick Asian accent to get a laugh, right? So when I saw her last night, I just get so scared. But I hugged her, and
you mean scared? Like
I get scared, or yeah, I've there's a couple of guys. Like I met George. Me and George Decay did something on stage once.
Ooh.
And we rehearsed, and I was so intimidated that I couldn't even really even talk to him because I'm now number one a huge Star Trek fan, and number two I just love the dude, you know, and you know. He's the best. And so when I'm around like Asian people that I looked up to before I went into show business, I get intimidated and I get scared a little bit. I don't want to say the wrong thing, you know? I also met Johnny Yoon once, but people don't know who he is.
I don't.
Yeah, but I'm just fascinated by Margaret Cho. And I...
Have you guys stayed in touch throughout the years? Or?
Yeah, I see her. I mean, we text every once in a while, but we're not close. Mm. I've been to her house a couple of times. She invited me to, like, some things, you know.
You know, she was the very first comedy show that I ever went to in the United States.
Really?
Oh, how old were you?
I was, I think, not 20.
Oh, wow.
And I took Jessica, who my best friend, who is a Korean.
So she knew who Margaret
was. No, she didn't. This was during the MySpace days. I was obsessed with Steve Byrne and Margaret Cho.
Steve Byrne?
Yeah.
You knew Steve Byrne at 20?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not 20. Yeah, 20. I think 20. But a long, long time ago. I wasn't obsessed with you because
you know him, though?
I didn't know his stand-up. I only knew his sketch stuff. And I didn't realize what a powerhouse he was as a stand-up comedian until I went to the Comedy Store way before I met him in person. But I used to go to the comedy store here and there. That's when I saw him. But Margaret Cho was the first show I went to at the Convention Center in Long Beach, and she was filming a special there.
Was it good?
It was very good.
Yeah.
I was just astounded because she, I mean, not only is she an Asian woman, but she's a woman.
Yeah.
You know, it's
I'm gonna say that's gonna bother you guys, but
it's probably gonna bother.
It's
probably
gonna bother everyone, it just gave me a mark. So Margaret did a show in San Diego once. And she invited me, right? It was sold out. It was like 5,000 seats or something, and I was in awe of it. But I didn't watch the show. I hung around in the lobby so I can get recognized.
Wait, just so people would like see you?
Yeah.
Did people do it?
Yeah, because this is my like my second or third year at MAD, and that's when like people started recognizing me. You know, it's the same thing when I used to go to the mall.
Yeah, and you used to do your laps around the mall.
We used to hang out at a food court to get recognized, and I did it at her show. But I remember like me leaning against, like I had this like funny like a bear beanie on. You're like the ones I wear now,
yeah,
right?
Like this one?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like wearing these ripped up jeans and like I was wearing sandals.
You're trying to be seen.
Like a celebrity.
Oh, 100%.
Peacocking, yeah.
I never even went in the show.
Even going to the show,
people were like, I'll get popcorn or whatever, right? And I was kind of leaning with that.
Oh, gross.
So gross. So gross.
That's gross, Bobby.
I know. I used to do so many gross things like that, dude.
But you got to test your star power, see where you fit in.
No, I mean, it's
can,
like.
Do all people do that or just Bobby?
No, dude. I heard that Barry Sobel told me.
Who's he?
Barry Sobel was a comic from the late 80s. He was on every TV show imaginable, but his best friend with Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. And when Chris Rock and Barry Sobel did Uptown Comedy Express or, you know, something like, it was a show on HBO of stand-up, they went to the Beverly Hills Mall to get recognized.
So everyone does it.
I think everyone does. I think that if you're a stand-up and when you're on a TV show, there is a little bit of a transition where it's different now because now you have the internet and anyone can become famous. But I think when there was no internet and you're, because you don't know if people know who you are because there's no internet, right? You can't check YouTube, how many hits you get, or there's no way of knowing except if you go to a mall. So that was your kind of likes, you know what I mean? Your social media likes.
Yeah.
Right? So you would go hang out at a food court. And people go, what's up? Or like crowds of people go around you and you take photos, like, you know, but regular photos with regular
cameras. That was your measure of success then. And it actually got you off the couch. If you wanted to know how famous you were, you had to get off the couch instead of just look at your Instagram.
Go to the food court.
Also, it's also live shows is the way you do it too. It's like,
Man, I did this before.
What?
I have to admit, I've done this
tell me
before.
Tell me what you've done.
Oh man!
No, all you motherfuckers are disgusting.
Say it right now, Gilbert.
Stupid though.
No, you have to say it. Mine. You have to say yours, dude.
One of my second sketch shows I did.
I love
second sketch. Not even famous. Second sketch show.
Yeah.
Packed house.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole show, crazy laughter from me. Every time I got on stage, crazy laughter. So I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna be famous. I hope someone, like a producer from SNL, is gonna be here. Oh my god. So what I did was I ran because I wanted people to see me and like high five me so they know, oh, it's him. It's the Gilbert guy. The guy that did the naked thing. So I literally ran out of the theater, outside, took the fire exit, just to go all the way to the front so I can take the escalator back up as people are exiting out. And I was on my phone.
Oh my
and then I would look
God.
Up, be like, hey, are you the guy in the show? I was like, hey! And I'd be like,
oh my.
I do a lot of high five.
Oh my best, God, that's
and
a
I
good
knew they were
going
to say this. People were like, you're going to be on SNL one day. So
Nope.
Nope, didn't happen.
Nope.
Didn't happen. But I got that.
Oh my! You know what? I've done a lot of that too myself.
But at least we're on TV. I did it when I was a fucking sketch show.
No, I did it. I did it when I used to open for Pauly and Mencia.
You did the same.
They'd
thing?
Be on stage. I would hang out the lobby and have people go, "Whoa, you're really good," and people go, "You're funnier than them," or whatever.
It feels good though.
It feels.
Does
so
it,
good,
you guys?
Dude.
It
oh
does.
You know, strangely enough, I feel quite the opposite, and I'll tell you why. You know, since we've been doing this podcast, when I go to Bobby's show, you know, after the show, he'll be like, sweetie, go out there. I will not. Not only will I not go out, but if he forces me to, ask anybody who's ever talked to me outside of Bobby's show. I am sweating. I have a mustache. I have a sweat stash. I'm nervous talking to them
all the time.
I'm miserable. I mean, you've seen me, Gilbert.
Yeah, you hide.
And even people who are meeting you are far less nervous than me meeting them. Like, I am more nervous to meet you than you are to meet me 100% of the time. My hands are usually sweating. That's probably why I won't shake your hand. And I am not like that, and I wish
I
were.
She really doesn't like it.
Yeah.
I'm just anxious. It's not that I don't like to meet people, because I do. I want to, you know, I want to get, you know, just meet them. I appreciate them even coming to the show, and you know, but I'm so nervous to meet them. And I don't know why.
Is that why you always call her out at shows?
Yeah.
Because like at the Matt TV thing, it was done. And Bobby goes, by the way, everyone look at the corner. That's my girlfriend. Because
he wants me to suffer.
I want her to sit because I know she hates it.
She raised her hand and she curls up. Oh my God.
I used to do it to my mom when I was wrestling.
Really?
But yeah, she must love it. Like
no,
a
she
proud
hated
mama.
It. No, I would win and then I'd stand up and go, Mom. And she would be waving in the thing like all embarrassed and stuff. Can I tell you when I stopped doing it? Okay, so I used to pick up on girls. So when I used to open for Carlos Mencia, I used to like go in the lobby and pick up on girls, right? And because he at that time was playing like 2,000-3,000 seat theater, sometimes 5,000, you know, 1,000 seats. And, like, we played Houston, and it ended. I'll tell you why. I ever tell you about Bloody Feet?
No.
What is Bloody Feet?
I'm going to show you. Tell you.
Oh, God, don't show me.
No, I'm going to show you.
Don't show me. Just tell
you're
me.
You're going to pull out your foot.
So we played this Bronco Bowl place in Houston, and it was a huge, like, 7,000 seats or something.
Yeah.
And I had killed, right? And there was this bar next door to the, like, the place. And I went there, and, like, audience would go in there or whatever. And I met this blonde chick. She was completely drunk, right? And she goes, I'm going to take you home to my house. I'm going to fuck you to me.
Jesus.
So I went to Carlos, Ned, and I go, hey, I'm going to go. And he's like, go, right? I had no money. And she was outside with two bottles of beer, right? And she was stumbling to her fucking car.
I was
following her, right?
She had to drive.
And she dropped the fucking beers, right? And she started walking. She had barefoot. And she started walking on top of the shards of beer with her feet, which made them bloody.
Oh. Right?
Then I went into her car while she was drunk driving. Right? That's how much I wanted pussy.
Desperate,
right? Because she was cute, right? And we drove an hour while she was drunk into the woods. Right? And I was scared. At the time, there was no cell phones.
You could have died.
I didn't have a cell phone.
You would have died.
Right? I'm going to die. We go into the woods, and there's like three houses in, like, on this barren street, right? And we go into her house, and she had white carpet, and she was making bloody footprints. And she had no furniture in the house, but she had these these shelving with these dolls. She was collecting dolls.
It's like a movie.
Yeah, right?
Oh, no.
And then she goes, Abraham! She starts crying. Abraham!
Please, right? Husband, come out.
No, it's worse. I go, who's Abraham? Where's Abraham? And then she leaves the house. She stumbles across the street, knocks on the door across the street, and this redneck opens the door. That's not Abraham. The redneck, this gigantic dude with overalls, has a baby. He gives the girl the baby. She stumbles back across the street. Abraham's her baby.
Oh, my God.
Right? Then she's bloody feet, goes into her room, and she takes Abraham. She curls up into a little ball, and she just passes out. Right? And now I don't know how to get home. I have no phone. I have no money. Right? So I call Ned, and I wake Ned up, Carlos Mencia, mm-hmm. from his hotel. And he goes, hey, hello? Right? I go, Ned, I'm an hour. He's like, where? I go, I'm an hour. He's like, well, you know, get a cab. I don't have any money. And he goes, all right, dude, just get a cab, right? And then call me, you know what I mean? I mean, come to the hotel room. I'll come out and I'll pay with the cab. So we drove an hour back, went to the hotel. I told the cab driver, I'll be right back. I went in, knocked on the door. He gave me money. I came back out and I paid for it.
So Carlos bailed you.
Oh, Carlos did so many things for me.
But let's rewind. That looked like a murder scene. Blood everywhere.
She just left her baby, then probably crying. So the neighbor came to get the baby.
What do you mean?
No, the neighbor was watching the baby.
He was watching the baby. Like he gave the baby back to the girl.
Well, why was she crying, Abraham?
I don't know why. She didn't know where he was.
Like she didn't. That's how
and then she it clicked at all.
If I were you, I'm out after bloody feet.
No, imagine calling a cab and waiting there for 30 minutes.
So you're still awkwardly in the house.
So I'm in this house with no furniture, right? With this like baby crying, but this girl's passed out. And it looks like a fucking homicide.
God, the lengths you would go to for pussy.
I used to go.
How old were you?
Far. 27.
Oh. Wow.
26, 27.
And it's weird now. You just don't even want. When you have all the pussy, you don't even want it anymore. Take
Baby,
things
let's
for
not
granted,
talk about that right
huh?
Now, man.
Maybe you should step on shards of glass.
I know.
Walk around.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Abraham.
Maybe. You want me to spread it now?
No, spread it right now.
Do it for the podcast.
No.
Yeah. Where are we at now?
Time for a question.
What time are we at, though?
54.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Coloco.
This is from our friend Becca. My question is, were you ever scared of something irrational like shadows on the wall or the boogeyman? I know when I was little, I had a freezer in the basement that would scare me. Do you guys have any childhood stories like that?
Yeah. I think my brother and I have talked about it, where our house was haunted.
Oh, yeah.
And I got possessed. By a demon.
Well, you're on meth.
Yeah, but I was possessed by a demon also.
The same time.
And my brother was possessed there
but
too.
Do you think it was real, or she's asking if you had any irrational fears?
It's irrational. No one was possessed because there's no fucking demons.
But maybe you were possessed.
I don't know, but yeah. And at the Comedy Store, you know, I've told stories there, you know. I mean, me and Johnny Sanchez saw Gus.
Who's Gus? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay, if anyone doesn't know, the Comedy Store in Hollywood used to be called Ciro's. And Ciro's was a nightclub, right, in the 50s. It used to be hot. You know, Sinatra, everyone used to go there.
Oh, shit. Like
right?
That.
And, right? And 200-300 people a night couldn't even get in. You know, it was like one of those, like, places. And apparently it was run by the mob, and people had died in there. And a mafia guy named Gus died, I guess, in the 50s. And when I first came to L.A. and came to the Comedy Store, the older, like, Harris Pitt and these older comics would tell me about Gus. Like, they ain't no fucking Gus, dog. They ain't no fucking ghosts. So one night, years later, Johnny Sanchez met me at the Comedy Store to drop one of our cars off because we had a gig in Bakersfield. So Johnny drove to Bakersfield, and we drove back. It was like 4 a.m. We're in the parking lot at the Comedy Store. It was completely abandoned. And we look up, and there's a window upstairs. We look up, and we see a face with a top hat and hands against the glass staring down at us. And when we looked up, we screamed. We looked at each other. We looked back up. It was gone. And it was Gus, the ghost.
Whoa.
And Johnny, if you talk to Johnny Sanchez, I mean, the other day, I remember, because I didn't talk to him about it in 15 years. I just brought it up. I go, do you remember that? He goes, the ghost.
So it
Gus.
Sticks with him.
Yeah, like we both remember. You know, so yeah.
Jeez.
But anyway, Clyla? You guys have any?
Irrational fears.
So like closets, dark spots, and your
I still Filipino can't sleep
hut.
Alone.
What?
I create things in my head even today. I mean, I could see a fire hydrant, and it's a fire hydrant, and I know it's a fire hydrant, but I can convince myself it's a fucking gargoyle about to eat me. Like, my head takes me to places so irrational and just does not make sense, and that's why I'm always like on edge and stuff. When we were hiking, remember?
Yeah.
Like every figure.
I saw a yellow hydrant. I thought it was a.
That's because you were hallucinating from exhaustion.
Oh, but I thought it was what a coyote.
It was a coyote.
I don't know what coyote.
Coyote.
Oh, I was like, is that a creature?
A coyote.
I saw a coyote.
We did see a deer though. That was fun.
Oh, another thing. Here's another thing. A deer followed us down.
Yeah.
And these two Korean ladies go, the deer's been following you all the way down the thing. And then I try to Google, like, what does it mean if a deer follows you?
Oh, shit, what is it?
Because I thought that I was, like, some sort of, like, deer whisperer or something.
Yeah.
That imagine, or, though. It wanted to give you Lyme disease.
Just following you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently a deer had been following us for a while, but we never turned around. And these two Korean ladies were like, that deer's been following you for a long
down
time.
Down the trail, from above. And I go, maybe it's because I'm some sort of, like, you know, mystic or something. Or I'm one of God's... You know what I mean? Conduits.
God's toe.
Conduits. You're a toe. You're God's toe, babe. Remember?
I'm God's toe.
Yeah.
Anyway, so is that enough or is there another question?
That's it. We're good. Any shows?
Yes.
I'm going to Arlington, Virginia, which is right by Washington, D.C. You got to come because I'm with Jade Cataprada. It's going to be a great show.
Mm-hmm. And then next weekend, he's going to be at
In Philadelphia. And I've had a nice vacation.
It's been a while, right?
It's you know, dude, I was busy for a long time, and I wasn't, you know, I was doing
back to
a couple of films and some things and this and that, and then this last week I had nothing going on, and I felt really nice. I just, you know, sleeping until 5 in the afternoon, like a zombie, and just really enjoying my life, you know, but now it's back to
work for Papa.
Papa, you know? But I want to thank everybody listening to our podcast. I do. I really appreciate it. And I want to thank Just Kidding. Was it Just Kidding Films?
JK Films.
JK Films for letting me do, and News for letting me do their thing. I really, really like those kids a lot. They're really Asian kids, and they've really developed a following on their YouTube channel. And they were gracious enough for me to, you know, to do it with them again. And I really appreciate them.
Yeah, make sure you check out that video. And for Bobby's tickets, you can check them out at BobbyLeeLive.com. And also, you can check out our...
Your brand new iPad just assaulted my knee.
Sorry. It's so big.
That's a TV, sir.
You can follow us on Instagram at Tiger Belly, on Twitter at The Tiger Belly. If you want to email us any questions or concerns, because there's a lot of concerns all the time, you can do that at thetigerbelly@gmail.com. Also, if you want to mail us anything, we'll open them up in a vlog. Claudia, what would you like to get mailed to you if there's one thing you'd like, treat-wise?
I like socks a lot.
You like socks?
I don't necessarily like any food unless it was dried mango. I already said coconut water. Oh, there we go.
The outro.
Play us something, babe.
And also, Claudia likes hats. Send her some hats.
I like hats.
And you can send that stuff to 1626 North Wilcox Avenue, Suite 161, Hollywood, California, 90028. Also, Bobby and his brother have Twitch now, so make sure you go follow them on Twitch. And
Filipinos are nice. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
It's pretty good, huh?
Oh, man, keep going.
Keep going, babe.
No, because the next line is racist.
Okay, say it.
They're yellow monkeys.
Oh, okay, all right. So make sure if you want more of that racism, follow
up. Not that yellow.
Bob. I'm kidding. I don't know why I say that. You know what? I want to change that about myself. I really
do. Why? I think that you love, that's a part
racist.
You love about yourself.
I'm a bad person. I say things.
I like it, though.
You know, there's this, you know, Doc, there's a black, there's a our parking lot guy. He's also a stand-up named Doc Williams.
Doc Willis.
I'm in.
Oh, I've seen him
at
host.
The Comedy Store. He's a good kid. Good kid. But I've been harassing him for years. I gotta stop. No, I grab his dick and stuff. It's not right.
You do, but you know they do that in basketball and soccer, so you're safe.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah. You're an athlete.
Thank you.
They tap each other's ball sacks here and there, so I think it's fine. It's acceptable.
So you can watch Bobby and his brother on Twitch playing Destiny.
I might play tonight, huh?
He might play tonight. Mm-hmm. We don't know. Just check every night on Twitch.
I'm gonna go on Twitch tonight.
And it's Bobby Lee Live.
Well, this comes out tomorrow night.
Yeah, and also, guys, thank you for all your submissions to our Tiger Belly contest.
Yeah.
We have yet to deliberate on the winner, although by the time this is aired, we might have already announced a winner. Every single one of you that submitted something, whether it was simple or super intricate, we appreciated just the time that you took to do it.
Thank you.
So thank you for that. And what else, baby?
That's it? Yeah.
So Bobby Lee's Twitch is Bobby Lee Live, and Steve's is Stevie Weeby. Also, make sure you listen. If you're a YouTube listener, we also have the audio podcast that come out on iTunes, and those come out actually on Wednesday morning. So if you want to listen to the podcast first before watching the video that comes out on Friday, go check out iTunes. Make sure you subscribe and rate and leave us a review. And also check out our YouTube at youtube.com/tigerbelly for vlogs and video podcasts. Claudia, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at Calamity K. That's K-H-A-L-A-M-I-T-Y-K.
Claudia, why are you so happy?
I just nailed it, that sentence.
You can follow.
I usually stutter, and I was like, wow, do I have broadcasting chops all of a sudden?
You pretty much killed that. That's our show, guys. Make sure you follow Donald Trump @Gilbits, and have a good night. Bye.
Ciao. Bye, guys.